Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Looking forward to the Monday Valentine's edition because we'll be expanding 3 hours per day. I'm taking back the 5 o'clock drive time, my rightful place, 3 to 6 p.m. That was always the best time for the Devil's Advocates. And coming up on Monday, I got to find Code Devil for the entire show. Your pal and mine, Dominic, comes back. The 10-year anniversary of the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever. You've heard of us. You're listening right now. And I got a fine guest right here. Don't mean to ignore you, Matt Rothschild, from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
Congratulations on 10 years, though. And it's great that Dom's going to be here for the big celebration. And, you know, I got to give you credit here, Crudy, because you and you alone, really, in the whole media universe of Wisconsin has understood the importance of progressive radio, the importance of combating all the right-wing, whitey-righty talk radio, as you call it, all across the state, that if you're driving around the state as I do, giving talks, that's all you hear. And you're at least giving people an alternative. And it's not just going to the choir, because I know people in the car, they're scanning their dial for anything interesting, and you're providing interesting progressive radio, really crucial for us to combat this anti-democracy movement that's alive and well and kicking here in Wisconsin and around the country. And if it weren't for you, there'd be nothing out there.
Buddy, it has been a lot of work to satisfy my own personal narcissism. I mean, think about that. How much ego does one man have to buy radio stations all across the state of Wisconsin just to play out his own voice?
Well, someone needed to do it, and it's not just your own voice. You're getting a lot of really good, strong, progressive voices out there, and God bless you for it.
Well, thanks, Ben. You know, I don't mean to minimize the efforts of everyone else around here because, you know, obviously this is my family company, but, you know, all the guys that work here and they are troopers, and especially through the week we've had and the months we've had in preparation for the week we've had. They're killing it, man. And, you know, Earl's getting his 3 hours in the morning and Milwaukee.
I love Earl. I think Earl's a great asset, too. And have him speak morning drive time in Milwaukee. I think that's going to be huge.
Well, I think it's important. A lot of attacks going on against the Milwaukee Public Schools. And Earl has always been an advocate for the schools. And we can't wait to talk more to southeastern Wisconsin. But, Matt, you know, ultimately, I'm in it sort of broadly for the Badger State. You know, that's where my heart lies. And I live, you know, 5 minutes here from the Capitol right now where we're sitting. And I can't wait to spend more time at the Capitol. And tomorrow there's something of a hearing going on, although I think I might be otherwise entertained. I got to unpack a little bit tomorrow, Matt. But there's something of a committee hearing on elections going on. And what sort of testimony are we expecting tomorrow? Will there be any righty-whitey talk radio hosts given, you know, star testimony tomorrow, man?
Practically. I mean, this is in Janelle Brangen's committee. She is the chair. Voss made her chair of the Assembly Committee on Elections, so he should be held responsible for that.
He has not stripped her of her staffer yet?
No, he should.
Because her pal Rantham lost his staffer, right?
And she is almost as critical of Voss as Rampton has been. She's been at those rallies where David Clark was leading chants of Robin Voss has got to go. So I'm sure he's not thrilled with her. I don't know why he doesn't.
They charged the mound. They went to the speaker's office. Yeah. I was at that very rally with David A. Clark and Icky Vicky from down the dial, and Janelle was there as well. You know, and the one thing they did say that actually made a little bit of sense is what you're gonna give this outside investigator this license to steal, and he's not accountable to the public. And I'm like, yeah, David A. Clark Jr., and he's not accountable to the public. That's the craziest thing about the investigation going on, and it's clearly a partisan investigation, and they've left it in the most petty, thin-skinned, corrupted man's hands.
Biased, corrupted, the worst possible person to be leading this. And you know, it's a fishing expedition. It's a circus.
Was Prosser busy?
Was Prosser busy? Was Essenberg busy? I mean, where was everybody? This is all he could get. But tomorrow, you mentioned this hearing, Janelle Branch, and it's by invitation only. I hate these so-called public hearings that are by invitation
that you can't
only
attend.
You can attend, but you can't testify. You can't give any public testimony at these so-called public hearings. And the one person who's invited by Janelle Branchen is this guy named Peter Berniger, who, catch this, was convicted of bank fraud and mail fraud in 2009. And he was in prison for about 4 years.
He'll make a fine witness on how to commit fraud, right?
I mean, he's the guy we're supposed to be believing now. I mean, it's just unbelievable, this cast of characters that they've dreamed up and brought up to testify.
Well, that guy's only got like $1.7 million in outstanding restitution. I'm sure with the money the state taxpayers are paying him, you know, the former felon, well, I guess once a felon, always a felon, right? But the former felon that's on the investigatory committee, well, now with some of the taxpayers' sweet, sweet dollars, can he pay down his restitution?
I mean, it is amazing. I hope Representative Spreitzer, who's on the committee, will go over this guy's criminal record and say, why should we believe you now if you were committing fraud back then?
Because I know how they do it. Let's talk about Rantham. Rantham is this crazy red shirt wearing guy trying to get me and Dom and Fancy Brian arrested. But above and beyond that, he apparently is being encouraged by the former president, Donald Trump, to run for governor.
Yeah, this is what
the best and brightest we have to offer, apparently, man.
Yeah, Rolling Stone reported over the last 24 hours that Donald Trump has been calling up Representative Rantham and saying, you're my guy, run for governor.
Well, Rantham's the guy that put up, what, the legislative proposal that we throw out the Electoral College outcome of the 2020 elections.
Yeah, he has twice submitted a bill to retroactively withdraw Wisconsin's vote from the Electoral College that happened back on January 6th of 2021. There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that allows for that. The Electoral College has been disbanded. No do-overs.
Isn't that in the Bill of Rights, the takesy-backsies clause?
It's not there. I think he imagined it. And actually, I think it was Voss who had the Legislative Reference Bureau or somebody. It might have been Bernier herself. Representative Senator Kathy Bernier, who asked the Legislative Reference Bureau or legal counsel to investigate that, and they said, can't do it, no way, no how.
Well, they had that information back, my understanding. Maybe we're, you know, cross-pollinating different stories, but the Legislative Reference Bureau had already given a legal opinion to Speaker Voss before they pursued the slate of false electors.
Which suggests that, you know, Voss knew that there was something afoot.
Knew there was something afoot. If they couldn't have gotten the office space from Fitzgerald, they were calling Voss's office next.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people. There's a paper trail here that I want to follow to the very end. But I'm still waiting for those indictments to drop.
Matt Rothschild, you going to the Capitol tomorrow?
You know, I think I'm going to watch on Zoom.
Well, that's probably for the best. Less likely to catch COVID that way. Matt Rothschild, Batman, we call him. He is the vigilante of good governance, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and the first official Devil Radio guest in the world headquarters. He signed the door. He drank the spotted cow.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming around today, Matt.
Oh, it's been an honor.
Now, Earl Ingram will jump back on the live airways tomorrow. But Native Roots Radio, they're doing it. Tim Slecker, he's going live with Busted Pencils a little bit later as well. We're back. We're live, baby. We're doing it each and every day for your listening pleasure. Please tune in Monday through Friday. Soon 3 hours, but, you know, not till Monday next. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Do you realize you are describing